the Lusach of the Drache for Allah Mishra. Men Dalit Amir Ali in Drache.
What's the
Lusach of the Drache? I'm sorry. So the Margir Tunis says, if you need cookies, you say, I'm Mishra Akakola, etc. And if you have Kairis, one of the olives or pomegranates, or they said figs or grapes, then you can run the Shunas Amin and then you say, all right, for pre-grapes. And Mar never said, what's the thing if you have wine? Mar doesn't say that there's a special use to have yachas for wine.
That's the thesis of my era.
Thesis of Amaka, all right, for pre-grapes, it doesn't say, the thing is like this, when you bring the Kur in, so you have to bring the fruits in the original state. So you have to say, he made those situations pre-Radom. So if you squeeze it out in the measures, that's not all the pain. The two exceptions to the rule, the Mishnah says, are Yayin and Shem and Zayin, because we have in the first half in case of Melachim, that Yayin and Shem and Zayin are also called free, even though it's in a liquid form and has the status of a free. The same thing, how fresh is Truma. So non-Kayin eats Truma, Azar Shoha Truma, Kayin to the Beishanah. But that's only if you eat tuna in the original state. What happens if they took the tuna and they squeezed it out? So then there's no need to be a shaman on that. But the two exceptions, again, that's how the Mishnah says it. The two exceptions of Shem and Zayin. And Zayin, that's an atara, maintains the status of food even if you squeeze it out. And it's now in the liquid form. So the bracha is more... Instead, right, the Mishnah says, on all fruits you say burn free way, except for wine that you say burn free way. How is that except for wine? What is not to the fact that it's an exception? You would have said burn free way. What's up, burn free way? It has to do with what you see from the Mishnah that Shem and Zayin, and Yayin, and Shem and Zayin doesn't have a special book, it's a black just not a burn free way. Shem and Zayin is okay. It's more just that I take a bottle of olive oil and I drink it. That's not normal, you say shakal, you don't say bazooki magic way, so you don't say brother three ways. But whenever you eat the shaman zayas in a normal fashion, and it's not a bazooki magic way, a lot of times you'll eat the shaman zayas, it'll be a supple from something else. You'll be cooking a great potato to before shaman zayas, and you have an ikra and a supple, so that's why you don't say brother on the shaman zayas. But if you add the normal way to eat the shaman zayas, not a bazooki magic, not a mishuga way. Some normal fashion, and it's not a couple, it's an ikah, then you can do say vertically right, and on wine you would have said vertically right, it's not for the fact that wine requires a super bracha, special bracha, a bracha, bracha, and that's because Yayas, and Shemun Yayas maintain the status of pretty, even if you squeeze it out. So that's what Taisus points out for the bracha achrein as well. The Yayam, you can really say, if you drink wine and you say a bracha achrein, how ha eight vertically right, on wine. It should also be good, because wine is a liquid form of a free, it maintains the shame free. So, let's say to the other by mistake, the person will say, very free to eat on wine. So the pastor says that he should be drinking. A long time ago, when we learned at the beginning, I'm not saying, no, there's a safety that says that you're not drinking. This is, you say, so now, there, I got it, things like that. And if you find a safety person, says, very free to eat on wine, it's not good. And today, on the bottom of the page, like Takashi, why should that be so? It should be good for the Yerza. And then he says, Taka Machlech is Achleinim, for Machlech to the Shein, and Machlech is Achleinim. And then he had to be the same that you don't have to speak to the Achleinim. Say the person and say, don't see him, and say, what's your husband? But the Yerza would not have to say over the Torah. Because it's a liquid form of the thing. So for the Brach Achleinim, what Brach Achleinim is in the Shein on one? That the Gemara doesn't say any special news. So the Pashtus is lying, they can say, all right, something right. Because the wine is also peace. It's like the same, so it's not so. We don't say, then at the end you say, if it's wine from Eretz Yisrael, then we say, as the Gemara says, that if it's Paris from Eretz Yisrael, Paris from Eretz Yisrael, then you're eating it in a chutz lorz, then you look at the bracha, and you're going to say, Paris from Eretz Yisrael, depending on wine, if the wine comes from Eretz Yisrael, then you say, Alvaro Safi Gafna. But that's the place that you're going to have. Alvaro Safi Gafna, that's only if you eat the Teres, if you drink. If you squeeze out the grapes and then there's wine on it, they have a lot of wine, they have a lot of wine. Kate and the Yai, because they have Rokhari Asmam, Shum Chavi Vut, they think the Brocha Shalom Falero. So I'm going to start saying the time I'm going to start in a special Brocha. The Yai could have left it at Vorepi Hai. But the Mishnah says, Kutzmei Ayayin, it's an exception to the rule. So just like they made an exception to the rule from Brach Shalach Shalapanera, who are in for the Brach Shalach Rel. Now says the Mishnah, what about the final Chatzim? Well, what should the Chatzim? On the assumption that that is so, that's what we do. The Brach is the beginning. Or if I tell Hashem, our guest and our peer guest and our sinner with Chatzim. So what should the Chatzim be? So we say the Chatzim also like that. I'll give a call, I'll answer our peer guest. But that basis is not sure. If that has seen the next two lines of the Aragat, should you say that you say no to the Khalar of Tigrafna, or should you switch back to say no to the Khalar of Tigrafna? That basis is established. Yes, you're going to say that 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 And then they say, what's that issue? What should the Hasidim be? What's the already said? The just like the parallel on the Saka, especially in Yisra, said the Brach HaShalach Panero, they just say Brach HaShalach Panero instead of Brach HaShalach Panero. So there's potential to have the same thing for the Brach HaShalach Panero. Should also be a special Yisra. You should say, Alagat and Rafi Agat. So why shouldn't you say it on the left line also? Why all of a sudden do they want to switch back? That the Lutzach of the conclusion of the Lutzach of that Geffen should be another Lutzach of the Geffen. And then Rav Soloveitchik once suggested, and he really should uncover what the suffix of, what the two days and places are. In Shaila, how much tea or coffee do you have to drink in order to say Baruch HaFei? How much food do you have to eat in the Dov Parashayim? How much food do you have to eat in the Dov Parashayim? So the Shulchan Aruch, they ask me, I'm a Chavikos Tzilam, I'm a similar issue. Chavikos Tzilam, you have to eat the Tzilam. Other Rishayim say, you have to eat the Tzilam. That's how we eat the Tzilam. How much do you have to drink in order to say, coffee or tea, how much do you have to drink in order to say, Dov Parashayim? So the Chavikos Tzilam, I'm all there it is. I'm all there it is. So this is a big problem. How much is a great relationship to a Kazayin? That is a two days. It is clear that a date is bigger than a Zayin. And the Shaila is a date of Benin. The Zayin is a date of Mata, and every year is a date of Benin. We usually have lost ideas. We don't know what a date of Benin is. A date of Benin is a track of Midnight Lathan. They don't usually sell them in the store. We don't usually see them. So the Shaila is how many dates and while they're in a date of Benin. So that's the shala, how big is the base of Machta? And what's the relationship between a Kazayis and a Kazayis? So it's very clear that the Kazayis is much smaller than it is. It is the base of Machta. And one base, leaving out the Machta, one base is either two or three base. So a Kazayis is much bigger than a Kazayis. So the shala is how much we have to drink in order to say Baruch HaKhoina. So the Rambam makes everything easy. He says the Baruch HaKhoina, the eating food, the shield of the Kazayis. It's a great thing the shield of the Kazayis. Well, the other Rishayim hold not so. The Tzad Rishayim say, in terms of Kizayis, the Tzad Rishayim say, Mavai Lukma. And Mavai Lukma, we think just Mavai Lukma. Kizayis, that's Kizayis. Kizayis is not very large. The same shear for eating and for drinking is Kizayis. You're only doing this. Where did the shear of Mavai Lukma come from? The Gemara says, I make you kiddish. And what's that? She gets them. And how much we come on, how much do you have to drink in the wine of Kiddush and Abdullah that you consider the Brach HaLakos that you eat and Rosh HaShiyitah? It's my sense of Mavai Gudma. I'll say it's Mavai Gudma, but it's not. And you'll say everything's stuff and I'll be stuff and rice and you'll have one course that you should have enough for Kiddush. But the Mavai Gudma, by an ordinary day, it's the first. Mavai Gudma is determined by each person individually. If the person has a big mouth, then Mavai Gudma is bigger. The person has a smaller mouth. Then Mavai Gudma is small. That's the seven initials. I can eat them. You can't go to eat them. So they're determined by each kind individually. Or Malay Chosman, Sarah Simon Zach and Yom Kippur, you don't have a measuring cup, you don't have a container. Each kind of bottle, depending on how big his fist is, that's how you determine the level of Mishnah Mitzvah of different things that are determined by each and every person individually. So if you have a Lukmah, and a Knitzah, a Kainet, and Malay Chosman, a couple of other things like that. So the... So the Yad, and I would talk about that by another deity, by that which that person, a Malay Rukma, is a Roy Gravy. It's in between a Kazayis, and a Malay Rukma, there are three shittas, how much you have to drink to say about that when you drink. thing, how much do you have to drink? Do you have to drink a kazayit? I don't know if I look at all this more, but I look at all of this. But that's what the Mechaber recommends, that you shouldn't get involved in a substance. When you're drinking, you should either drink less than a kazayit. So be sure there's no bracha chana. But make sure you get to drink more than a review of some more, so you're not sure that you do have to say a bracha chana. So the Pashto says in the Shulchan Aruch that this yin rei machlokes, and the shiur of bracha chana, it's the first like this, that yin rei machlokes, and the shiur of kazayit, and the malugma, the review, and the shiur of the review, it's a machlokes not only by wine, it's a machlokes by tea, by orange juice, by water, machlokes by any nashim. So some have dropped so electric, when he learns this thing, he suggested like this. The machlokes, he said, the machlokes, what's the shiur of bracha chana for wine? I don't get half on wine. Somehow he was ignoring the other Rashi. They said the Machlokes is by wine, and the Shir for Bracha Achrayna is Kezayis. All it is the fundamental Machlokes that says it has here, and all the Shittosan is that, what's the Nusach of the Bracha Achrayna? The Chafal on the Sakhana Bracha Achrayna are cookies. All I'm here, learn on the Sakhana, except the Bracha Achrayna for olives, and for pomegranates, and for tea, and for day. The Shabbat is, what is that wine? Whether on the Sakhane, a separate Chiyu of Bracha Achrayna, a wine, the Kodesh wine, or whether on the Sakhane, wine is a liquid form of some grapes, or rice from Bikur, or rice from Shulam, or rice from Orma. You have before in Terry Cape and the Bosom, that the liquid form of grapes, none of them, maintains the status of grapes. If the Bracha Achrayna is the Kodesh, the liquid form of a tree, that really, the Machai of Bracha Achrayna is really free, that just because it's in a liquid form doesn't mean it's a the Shia should be in the Kazai, and the Nusach for the Baruch HaKhani should be in the conclusion, maybe begin at the beginning. Baruch HaTah Hashem, I'll give him about the ideas, and I'll deal with the third, but at the end, you've got to revert back to what the Yitzhah HaMadai is. Right over from Baruch HaTah Hashem, Baruch HaTah Hashem, Baruch HaTah Hashem, the Baruch HaKhani is the Terence Tree. True, it's a liquid form of the tree, but it's the Terence Tree. The tree, the original Machai is tree, the tree, the Shia is Kazai. But if you hold that the Nusach of the Baruch HaKhani should be either in the Hasim or the final one, the Nusach should be Regal Chorot, Tatsi, Agafen, Nusach has a separate Mechayim, the Teres Wine, the Mechayim has set the Drach of the Teres Wine, so if it's a separate Mechayim, the Teres Wine, then the Shir should be Revere, because the Shir of Kazayis versus Revere depends on, does not depend on, that's how they point out your Yeshivas in the Ramam Galore, and then Hasinach and Parshish Tzav, and the Mitzvah Dan has Shiras all over in the Ramam. That sometimes the Ramam has a Shir, Kazayis for liquids, and sometimes he has shiris, and sometimes he has shiris in solids also. Sometimes the Rambam has a shiris kazayis, sometimes he has. So what's the world of Torah? Sometimes kazayis, normally we thought, like I said, how much do you have to eat in order to serve Rosh HaKodesh? They said right away what the Rambam says. If it's a Rechlam, it's kazayis and mashkin, really, yeah, that's normal. But then you have, if you look a little fancy, you have more Rambam than Rosh HaKodesh. And other places, sometimes the Rambam has the shear of these were solid, and sometimes the shear could die from it, so what's the world of Allah? So then Hafez lists that the Kashis, and then he suggests this Eretz, he suggests this Eretz, but it doesn't depend on what form it is when you happen to be eating it. Whether it happens coincidentally to be a solid or a liquid, no, it doesn't depend whether it's a food or a beverage either. He says it depends, how does the Dina Begish go to go? How does the Torah prohibit it? The Torah says, Kol Dam Lo Techelu. It doesn't say Tegam Lo Tishti. This is the Torah word, is Lo Techelu. The mice usually eat, usually you drink a lot and it's in a liquid form. But that doesn't matter. Since the Torah spells out back to Yisra, Kol Dam Lo Techelu to Yisra Achila. She is the Chalal Achila, so there the Rambam says the Shiva is always going to be too dry. It doesn't matter whether he's eating solid or liquid. And sometimes the din is a din in Shtia, even if it happens to be in a solid form, the Shir is also going to be revealed. If the Din was initially formulated by the current, by the Din, it doesn't make a difference. It all depends how the Din was formulated in Korah. If the Din was formulated the Teresh Achila, the Teresh Shir, if it's formulated the Teresh Achila, then the Shir will always be Kazai. If it's formulated the Teresh Shir, then the Shir is going to be revealed. That's what Rav Reji was working on that premise, like in the Nachum. So he thought that the Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether the Shir is a Bracha Achrayna for wine, it's Kazayim Terezidians, the Kobo HaTani with this test is what should be the concluding Nusach in the Allah Geffen. Alright, the beginning of Allah Geffen is the Allah Geffen with a series like the Bracha Shabbat, you say, that's the Allah Geffen. But the Hasina is the clue to the whole issue. Is it the Torah's fruit? A liquid fruit, the Torah's pear? Is it the same thing as Persian? Because I, or was it Rabbeinu Shlomo Teres accepted the Chazan of Bracha to Teres? He says, I'll eat something nice. We all have that in common. And the thing is, the person had a little piece of tiny little bit of flesh, a third of the desires of flesh, a third of the desires of a potato, a third of the desires of a carrot. So he didn't have the desires of anyone. But they all have one thing in common. Barnabas, they say Barnabas is good. Mother Abraham even had a bigger chidush. Let's say I had a half a desires of a cookie and a half a desires of flesh. And they don't have in common. The Christian is supposed to be Alamithia to eat enough. And the flesh is supposed to be Barnabashir. Because Magan Abram is good for Kiddush, but they do have that in common. Then when you say Barnabashir on cookies, you have Yaitzeh. You have Yaitzeh, it's not enough. But what's our Shaykh is that you say Barnabashir, there is something there. It's a Brachin and Israel, because you're going to have to say Alamithia to eat enough. But if you only have it because I have a cookie, you have to delight the flesh. And Magan Abram says, no, I'm not going to say Barnabashir. Then you say Barnabashir. So Barnabashir has a Shaykh of them because they... It's called Shirin Shavim and Shmot Ein Shavim. They have a shankas with each other. So what would be the deal over here? Let's say again. If a person has a third of the desires of an olive, a third of the desires of a fig, a third of the desires of a pomegranate, all sorts of the achilas Christ, and says a brother, what if he had a third of the desires of an olive, a third of the desires of a day, and then he drinks less than a revius of wine? He drinks a lot of wine, but less than a revius. Will they be miskazim the achar or not? So that's the question. Is it one Makaz that have one common denominator or not?
Because if you try good stuff of wine like the one before, there are three kinds of wine. There's wine that you drink at the beginning. At the beginning you could not do bad because it's all together. The little wine that you drink, you can drink a little bit. So therefore, but you could only mix the wine that you learned about three wines. One at the beginning, one at the
end.
The one at the beginning is for the walk over the joint, the one in the middle is for the second. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's only the wine from the middle. You can use it if you have a favorite, and you could use the wine from the first and the second.
You gotta think of that, huh? I don't know. And Shulchanach, I don't recall anybody raising.
So anybody
raising,
no?
Could be. Could be. You gotta look into it.
The fear of the high God prophet.
Does
that also
come from
Shurim?
Kippur
or
Yisrael or
something?
Yeah, Yisrael. Yeah. 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 Kippur
is
a Shurim. Kippur and Shurim. Usually the Shurim for liquids are revealed, and for solids is...
No
Makhlosis?
Like with Prophet?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Yom Kippur is a different Shurim. Yom Kippur is a Shurim. I work with it because it's like that. Much bigger than it is I. And the shiur for mashkin is not revealed to flesh, it's the middle of the Anyway, but you have to keep in mind, this is a nice idea, but you have to keep in mind that but there is a machlekes on tea also. Machlekes when it's revealed. Or kazayis is not only by wine. That may be the machlekes that follows from the sedges. But there's another machlekes, how much tea you have to drink also. By tea, there's no shayla. It's not that there is water. It's not that there is free. Not that there is free at all. It's a machlekes. What's the shiur for bracha chayim? I'm on it. Whether it's kazayis or revealed or malagudim. That's the machlekes that faces them. Then faces raises them in the middle of the face, they raise in this shayla. The big good thing that we learned today, we need to marry, I think, and then Muhammad Allah, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, Chol Yom, Yom Tehna, Mein Bechai Tushal Yen. The first thing he came to Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. He married the Chabay Yom, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Why you only say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Moses says, no, but it means that Bechol Yom Yom, Tehna, Mein Bechai Tushal Yen. When you dabish my next page, you mention in Yom Yom, that today is Shabbos day, so you have to mention something. In the sense, because I'm Muslim, you should mention the day, or you have mention something about the Kedusha day. The Kedusha day is a Shabbos. What about Alam Michya? What about an Alam Michya? Do you have to mention Shabbos, Yom Tov, or not? the Levo in the school didn't think that they did say, but they didn't have any did it. That's because what's not? There's no Gemara. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. It doesn't say anywhere in the Babli. That's the place you want to know. But they quote a Rambam. What's the halacha? Well, the Sefer HaMaimini, it says in Rambam, says it very rarely, quotes any Rambam. Here, a Nem Dalman of the Nose, middle of the Sefer Salah. The Sefer HaMaimini, the middle of the Sefer, must be a Rahal Kippur, the Ein Hamor, the Shabbat of the Yomtah. You have to mention Shabbat of the Yomtah, the Chaim Mashma of the Yisham. And Babli did not. The Mir Sefer says, Lon Dalman came. The Babli Sefer did not have that practice. Against the Yishalmi, how can it be against the Yishalmi? But they don't follow Yishalmi because they want to patch it up. They say, no, something changed. In the days of the Yishalmi, they were right. And the one is there, we're right. What could possibly be? It's not about the same cookie as the same one I'm with you. But the Shaila of the Pesach wants to suggest the Shaila of the Chayla is like this. When the Chachamim commented on that book, that didn't arrive for the Shaila of Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom Chayam, Yom Chayam, Yom Chayam, Yom Chayam, you have to mention to Shatayan of Shabbat and Yom Tov in the tension in the Zabbat. If someone's talking about Martin with a mother, it doesn't sound like it's a real Rosh Hashanah there, right? So the Shabbat is how far do they make the Takana? Let's say when you have a drink of sin, and you say Shakra, and you say Burn the Bushes, and Shakra and Burn the Bushes, you don't mention a word about Shabbat and Yom Tov. If you have some, you visit someone on Shabbat afternoon, and you visit some Shabbat potatoes, you say, what's the Adonah? Burn the Bushes. You don't say, you don't mention Shabbat, not the Burn the Adonah, not the Burn the Bushes. It's clear that you don't say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom on every single day. Hashmona has said, you know, it's a Tafkan and I'm benching the Tafkan. So the Shaila is what about Al Amichia? Is Al Amichia in a rich form of the Birchus Amrozen Shish included in the Tafkan of Birchus Amrozen or not? The Tafkan comes up in the ninth form. Maybe they didn't change. Maybe the Zmana Yishalmi, they were right. But you should mention Shabbat and Yom. The Zmana is not. Why? The Tafkan is there. Yachal Liyayt, it's 10 on 9, Mashamah. Here, me and Amar, I'm a dog, if you met me, if it's not, I'm a Yishalmi, show you the kingdom of the Kroi, I'm a Yayma, the Yitzeres. I'm a Yishalmi, and I'm a 8 days a day, but Yishalmi, how big a Nash was it? How much of a Kvir was it? But they said, maybe it is not, I'm a Yishalmi, when you used to have swan and Shabbi, not in the middle of the meal, in the middle of the meal, you don't say, get it? You don't say, Baruch HaKayna. That means you're having a wine party, or you're having a date party, or a fish party, or you're having cookies. So how much of the kriyas do you have? So you suggest, maybe it is not. Are you Yerushalmi? We used to have a whole kriyas, they made a big spiel about it. So then the Takhanas Chachamim Bar Haskaras Mein Amor apply, even though it's only on a mission. But Bizman Hazeh, Abor Ruizno, Lokav, maybe Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Bali Ateisim, they didn't have so much food. They didn't have so much wine to drink. They didn't have so much cookies to eat. There's no big deal, but let's say there's none of that, there's none of that. If I go to someone's home, the Shabbos has to not finish eating, and they start serving cookies and cake and tea, you know. And I sit there for 3 hours, and I keep on making more cookies. The Shabbos has to bench, yeah. But even if they are finished this morning, you have to bench. They cut Mahu Shakir to the last thing I'll offer Moshe. You know what it is? But something changed from his mama, and you were shouting to his mama, but I said, he's then falling in the tears. Whether people needed the Koreans, and they needed some because the Alma. If you start to eat it 6 years, then they're suggesting that you should follow the Yishalmi, that you should mention Askaras Mein Amor. Okay. And at the end, Tosfos says, and then Rabbi Nachmanah, what happened, Halacha Maaseh, what happened? The person had a cup of wine, let's say Shabbat morning, he makes Kiddush on wine, and he drank the whole cup, and then he had some cooking, and then he has some fruit, he has some figs, so he has all three. You have to say three brachas achreda. You have to say our eight up here, and you have to say our eight up here, and then you have to say our lifting our kakola. And the patient says, no, you can kill three birds with one stone. Say one bracha achreda. And you say all three. And you have to say all three in the proper order. So you say, Baruch HaTor Hashem, we can't even call them on a lifting our kakola, from our guest, not the guest, and our eight up here. And then you get to the end. And then you get medical, our eight up here, Bala Fiyah Gotham, Bala Perez, Bala Hashem, Bala Rosh HaMichya, Bala Fiyah Gotham, Bala Perez. Sure. That's the place to go. That's the finish of the
month.
That's how they came to me. And the conclusion they left out.
Yeah.
Some of them do it. They quoted it before. Bala Fiyah Gotham.
Okay.
She's doing the final part.
to be
both.
According to that sheet that they have to get, but in the very end here, they are saying that, that you should serve. I mean, they're following that sheet that you don't have.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but we know. We
it took up the one. One out of these other ones is this one. It would say that there is that. Why do you know?
Because
I find
no lesson
in all that. So
in
you say, you do mention a shkhayla. The only thing you leave out is Khanik and Buddha. Khanik and Buddha is not a young person on purpose, it is not in a Miel Amurim. In the Shemana Esri, we say the Alanisim that the Tzedek HaKhanik HaKhanik is Alanisim.
Bokhachonah.
Bokhachonah, you don't say Khanik and Buddha.
But you don't
say Khanik and Buddha. Shkhayla you do say. Shkhayla you do say. Yeah. You have a misprint in your city. You take a look. You do say. Now that's also a mistake. We don't say Elokeinu Melech Olam. It says Aleph Baruch. Say Aleph here Baruch Atah Hashem. Then it says Aleph Melech Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's a mistake. You don't say Elokeinu Melech Olam. No, man, you don't say that. That's a
mistake.
No, Tosfos was with Sufi, so he wanted to say maybe against the Rambam, as far against the Rambam. They said, you surely says like that, but they don't get on. So it's only the Rambam that was supposed to disagree, that the Takonis Chachomim, or whatever it is, the requirements to mention, it ain't Amora. It's only a major thing, like Kishmon Ezrim, and the other time, you don't say the Baruch HaMishayim, you don't say it, and if you also, you don't have to say it.
So
you're
saying that
the Mishnah
is
not... You mean after? See, you mean it should depend on that whether your Chassamamiki is the right to the Rabbani? It could be. Possibility. It wasn't my question, but Allah, you think the right to the Rabbani? Yes, my answer is going to the Rabbani. I'll be possibly in Sufi. Could be.
The credit to be
the man who is not going to be the Rabbani. Invention Gufi. Yeah, but even an invention, even an invention of a person who forgot the Yalabi Yavah, he mentioned on the stage he doesn't have to repeat. It's about that. Chanik and Purim is not really a Yom Tov, so it's not now. Pidin is no different than Chanik and Purim. The other things on the left are bad. It's only made for me to do that honor. So each one has to say, the Allah needs to do that. Was it Takana Kuhaman? So the Kvon, Shana Cheret, how do you say, Shana Cheret Kvon, Vahalom Vahadoyo. Vahalom is to say Halom Vahadoyo is to say Aladism and Yishman Asher. And the same thing for him. That was just a call from Halom to say Aladism and Yishman
Asher.
It's the Hefner, not the Yom. Right. The Yom is not... 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 The Yom is not different. Even though something major happened on D-Day, something happened. But the Yom for the Asmusa is not a different Yom. The same as any other thing. And invention or not? Invention, the Gemara says that that the mention of Valahisan and Chanik is only me. You're not the police to do it. You're not the police to say on this invention. It's only me. That's why for sure, if you get Valahisan and Chanik, you have to bench over an invention. It's my next, it's a Takana Chachamim that you have to say. But in the invention, it's only me. And Purim is also a Shaila, what Valahisan is Medina, it's only me. Many folks know that even on Purim. Chanukah Purim is not called Mitzvah like this. It's not a Yom Kippur Deraita, it's only the Rabbanan. But on a Yom Kippur, that's a Dvaita in Gamal Avichur. You won't go to this, that's the Kol Yom Sheish B'Kippur Mitzvah. You don't even come to exclude if you forgot on a time or a Shredish where it's a person to get the Alevi and Hashtag Gavin over, or let's say Chalamoy, but if you get the Alevi and Hashtag Gavin over, this one has even virus. No Shredish is nice if you get the Alevi and Hashtag Gavin over, you don't have a whole reason. Yeah, you said that you don't have to, a Chalamoy, let's say, to get the Alvi, you have to bend Gavin over. Even a Myra, you have to bend over. There's no reason why not. And now mentions Yom Shiyesh to come into the exclusion of the Tanya. If an Italian can respect to say Aneinu, you have to say Aneinu. But Tanya thought of the Yom Shiyesh to come into the Tanya. And there's nothing special about the Yom Shiyesh. But that's why you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. How do you pull most of them? How do you pull if you have to say Aleinu? So you get to the Shmoneh Esrei, you just want to get to the Takar and Tachamun of Haidoya. We don't allow you to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, just you know, it's a half around that you can say the Haidoya.
Okay. That's what we learned last week. We learned to the bottom of Avraham. So the Gemara says that if Rabbi Yechonon lived in Eretz Yisrael, Achizah lived in Bavel. So Rabbi Yechonon lived in Eretz Yisrael. If they never got any Eretz Yisrael, they would get spoiled. They didn't have airplanes to send. They bring Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, they would get spoiled on the way. But that's why Rachidus says if he eats the base of his grapes, he says, you know, the Makaro and Tara Teres.
Yeah,
this is an instance of the Makaro and Tara Teres Dela. And a wine also we make that too. That's what we mentioned. If you have large wine, they sell a Tara Teres. What is that cookie? That's what we mentioned. Rachidus of Rishayim, many Rishayim say that you do today, you know, the Makaro, Alha Arsan Rechiyasa, Baruch HaTashem Alha Arsan Rechiyasa. And Rachidus also have a Makaro, a lot of Rachidus also say like that. What's the same for the Pasha Shulchan? The father of the Zona Gun. Familia Agro went to Aliyah and said, the Zona Gun also was, started going there, and suddenly he came back, sent a letter to his wife. Alim the truth, he sent a letter back to his wife and his children. Tried to resume, and he was halfway there, said, the children gone to the Holy Land, and he gave instructions how the wife should raise the children, and she said, his mother was still alive, they should take care of the mother area. And for an unknown reason, he came back, and no one knows why. All the people of Isaac said, everybody gives a different silly death. Why did everyone come back? Nobody knows the real life. But he said, Hamiyah grew up. He went down Hamiyah. Because he himself, he was encouraging him. He himself wanted to go, and something came up. So the Hamiyah grew up went there. So one of the last things come in, and wrote the same thing for Asa Shulchan. That the Shulchan doesn't have all the demons in America as well. Did you know? There's very little of that in Mrs. Patil's voice. He wrote a whole Asa Shulchan on a little bit that the Shulchan has. He wrote a long Hachotah about it. The first section, before you get into the real heavy stuff, so it's nice with the shoes and all that, so the first section is the easy thing. Now this is clear, when you see the question, I'm arguing with that, so you eat parasmas yourself. So he says also a lot of you eat cookies, even if in America you eat cookies that were not the manufactured antidote. It was made from the wheat that could have put the food, then he starts with all of that that you say, you know, they're a follower from the church. And many Jews that they don't. Many Jews that they don't. Could be because they don't know which rule where. That could be the reason for them. But it might be many Jews that they don't. But there are many who show to the many Achaim. In fact, they're right. We show them like that. They're just like on Paris. They're just like on Lawn. They're the same as true. Regarding taking cookies as well. They say, no special. It's a good question. Why not? The bread knife thought they talk it delicious. Why talk it don't you mention something special on the Birkat HaMoz? I don't know. A very good question. Why don't you say something special on the Birkat HaMoz? They say, how I miss you. How are you? 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 Why not? I don't know. That's a good question. So on the topic on the base, the Gemara goes back to the theme of Bari Nefashim. We already learned before that Bari Nefashim is the reciting of Bari Nefashim says that Bracha Achrena was not required by the Chacham. They composed the Nusa as an optional Bracha. So there's a Pashut, if you want to make that, like in another Mechai. That's what the Bracha that we had earlier in the Terek says that if you eat certain foods, it says, Bari Achrena, Bulai Kroh. And afterwards you don't say any Bracha. What it means, nothing at all, remarks it, but everything's going through, it means burn the fashion. So he's only going through because the man of Tanai, the Taka didn't say that book, he didn't say anything. The Taka of Olay Krum, it was a mega league, that's what it says over here. Amar Rav Yitzchak, the top part, a mem dollar in a day. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Avinu, Shem Rabbeinu. I don't know whether Rabbeinu is Rabbeinu or Nossi. Rabbeinu is Rab, in different generations, they refer to different Chachanim as Rabbeinu. I don't know which generation he is. He says he has a tradition from his Rebbe, Alavei Ravini Kufra, if he eats eggs, or he eats flesh, but see them rush out, so besides buying the kosher job. But that's only if he has eggs or flesh. Abu Yaakov, but if he eats vegetables, he says, but the Adama before,
But you only decide that you're Gacha for another.
Hasman doesn't have enough Hashidus. So there isn't even a meaning to say by the Kosh.
But Mitzvah Koma, Afidah Yarka, all the deep vegetables say by the Kosh.
Now, Omar Yolet, you drink water that doesn't have enough Hashidus to say a Gacha for another by the Kosh.
Now, Papa, the third man down there says, Afidah Mayo, even if you drink water, you also say by the Kosh.
And that's how meaning?
That's how meaning everything. You say by the Kosh on everything. You have to share.
Mazutra, so this was the earlier Amoran. Then what did the later Amoran do? So Mazutra's practice was of it to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rabbi. He followed the first sheet. Only on eggs and on flesh you take on the kosher, even on vegetables you know. And Rabbi Barashi's practice was not to Rabbi Yitzchak. It's a monk, the way to remember this, Chas Kitray, Say Kichat. A funny, went into the mnemonic device. No. These two didn't, both didn't do like a book. The one who only is mentioned with one name, Azutra, is not mentioned with his father's name. The Yitzchad, he followed Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, the one who's mentioned with his name and his father's name. That's Chad of Kitrei. Rabbi Barash, he's mentioned with his name and his father's name. He followed Rabbi Yitzchak, who's only mentioned with one name. That's Kitrei of Kitrei. But Rabashi, that's the final scoop of Samurai. Rabashi did like a prophet. Let's read the Omar Rabashi. I know what my practice is in the Chimat Kano. Whenever I remember, I didn't think about, let's say, he's drinking tea in the middle of the sheet, so sometimes he'll forget to say God's Amor. He keeps on drinking, he says, no, we don't have more, and then at the end, he's got married, he says, but whenever I remember, Zimna, the Chimat Kana, when I kicked in the mind, when I remember, I did not kick low. I do my job, but then I do like my prophet. I said, Baruch HaKhan, find the process, even on water. That's the Chimat Kana. What
did the statement?
The whole thing is in Gansan and Minig, all three sheep.
The Lord's reason held it. The Pashtun says in every generation they added on water, the Minhog, and the original Minhog, they didn't say any Baruch HaKhan. Not on the flesh and not on the eggs. And then they developed it, this man of Amaran, they developed a minute to recite for the cautious on one level. And then the later generation, they added on more and then more. So the minute developed it.
That's the problem. That's what we have all the time. It's called Hashem, that you're stuck in a rock. It's supposed to be that you never said to me, do it. And the time we had a house at the top of the Shlach Shema, and we now do it to Hashem, and 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 Hashem, that you're only allowed to compose a bracha if you know what you're talking about. You make that bracha and then you give out to the Rabbani Shalom. Especially such a lot of bracha. So, and the Nusach is mentioned in the Mishnah. The time in the Mana time, there was such a Nusach. There was a Sakin. But the Rabbani Sakin is as a Bichot or a Shur. They allowed you to recite it. But Sakin said, you say the Bana Poshy to the Bracha Shalom Fanel for drinking water. The Bracha Shalom Fanel, that's when you have the Mishnah, and then Galama. We don't pass on that, we say Shahato before. But somehow, there's mashma from the Mimah, they're on the Sakhna, such a bracha, as a bracha, but you have a right to say, let's say, Shachyano, you can't say, but they listen to Shia, you listen to Symphony, you eat a delicious meal. You go, so excited, you say Shachyano on a symphony, you say Shachyano on a movie or something. You can't say Shachyano whenever you want. Now, if you want to say Shachyano, it's a bracha, it's you want to say the name, but Shachyano, it's a bracha, means, when you have the situation where you say that you say Shachyano, you see the cherries and you see the new savory on the fruits or vegetables, then you say Shachyano, so you say, if you're not excited, you don't say Shachyano, only if you're in the mood. But that doesn't mean that to be sure you can say Shachyano whenever you please. Whenever the spirit moves you, you can decide to say Shachyano. That's how some understood the Gemara. Yamat Murut, I'm all excited, so it's true that I can say Shachyano whenever I can't please. It doesn't say that anymore. It says, when the Chacham from the Tzatzi says Shachyano on a Pri Chodosh, so that's a Rishu, that he tells the Yom Yisrael, that the Shul Tzuki, it's not a Rishu, then on the Tzatzi, you must say Shachyano. And the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, 3 months ago, the same is faithful Shul Tzuki, you must say Shachyano. But the Shachyano on a Pri Chodosh, that's only a Rishu. It doesn't mean it's a Rishu to say, but anyone. They get Kurdish also a Shaima, whether all Shech Yomans are, you find the car, they're Kurdish also a Rishut. So there are more rats like that. The Gemara says Shechana is always a Rishut. I know that this is good, it didn't really say that. The Gemara in the Arab in that moment only says Shechana on the Pi Chodesh is a Rishut. Doesn't say the whole Shechana. But there are more courses like that. And all the Shechana is a Rishut.
Yeah, and the Pirates Kurdish, they're
Pirates with another prophet. I don't even know yet. I never bought a new one.
We have a mission in Yiddish that seems to have something to say on this issue as to when you say a bracha shana. It says in the Mishnah, "Kol shetam bracha liachra, tam bracha lefana." Anything that has a bracha shana certainly has a bracha lishana. But you have things, "Kol shetam bracha lefana," then "tam bracha liachra." There are some things that require bracha shana and don't require bracha lishana. The Mishnah has a series of statements like that. And then every time, whether it's kosher, to be a guy and especially kosher to be an aide, whatever is kosher to be an aide, it's not necessarily kosher to be an aide. Let's say I'm more a fool, the elephant eats, he's not a guy if he does the shiur. He comes out, but he does Mishkan Talmud Chasam. It's kosher, right? It is not kosher to be a guy. But whoever is kosher to be a guy, that's what kosher to be an aide. If he's in Talmud Chasam in the criminal, The Bishlaim according to the first mandam, according to the second mandam, that there are some foods that don't have any bracha chayim, don't say bracha chayim to the food zicha. But according to Rav Ashi, who follows Rav Papa, that's our practice, that we say bracha chayim, even on water, there is nothing in the world that has a bracha chayim without a bracha chayim. The why does it say in the right or after all, like, don't curse the school, the Tata, not even Tata, didn't say about that kind of law. So what's the whole cash? A funny cash. That's what the Rishayim is. You might could have given a simple answer. If you want to drink a mashal, you want to eat a mashal, you have to say a bracha Rishayim. But for the bracha, you have to have some shiur or another, whatever the shiur is, all the different shiur. If you have less than the shiur, you don't say. So that's what they quote the Rishayim, the comments on the Mishnah. No. The Mishnah is talking about a type of a thing, not that it's less than a Bishir. It's a type of a thing that only has a bracha lakona and doesn't have a bracha chorera as much as you have. So what could it be, what type of a thing could it be? Tanachanan is something the true answer is that it's not a tanachanan, it never was a thing to say by the Pasha to be. But they want to know that the Mishnah still applies to none of that. Now there's not a Mishnah, you have all these truths. You have to say by the Pasha to be not a Mishnah. It never has a meaning then. The Gemara wants to know, Dishleim, if you're like the first one on the second one on the Zichah. Hell, the Rafak or Rafuki might, but according to Rafak, you mean to say that that Mishnah no longer applies to none of them. It never applies to none of them. That's my name. You still have other things. Rafuki Mitzvah. Rafuki Mitzvah. When you do a Mitzvah, let's say you make two, put on a talus, you say Brahma is one. Then you ask that Brahma and take off the talus and take off the tongue and say Brahma. So you have four mitzvahs, you say bracha on mitzvah, you say bracha before, you don't say bracha after. That's not really a statement, that's not really a bracha on mitzvah. Because we didn't say the bracha on mitzvah before you started to daven. And the question of Aliyah, why did you say again? The bracha on mitzvah, it's just accepted, it's not really the bracha on mitzvah. The Chacham Lom Nesachem is a chelik of the Kriya Tatsarim. No, the both of them, he says, the Baruch Shalakana and the Baruch Shalakana, and the separate, it's not really the Chassam Mitzvah, not the Tarkan, not the Tarkan. Right. Yeah, I'll say yes. But this is time. I don't know. The sum of the answer is that you said before. But all of these foods, you don't say go in the fashion step. It really goes on that. You're just asking. I don't know how I said. What's going to be the man of that? You're going to cross out of Mishnah. What's the man? You have to cross it out. Don't tell another thing. But it really doesn't go on the other case. It really goes on potatoes and tomatoes and oranges and apples. There's no bracha chayin at all. There's no bracha chayin. Some of that's the real. And what just discussed is this a valid suggestion. Can it really go on mitzvahs? The Gemara says, well, what's going to be? The minigun Eretz Yisrael was a village name, I love it. According to the practice of those who lived in Eretz Yisrael, who used to recite the bracha after they removed their tzum. The bracha in the south is Pirayu. After they took up the tzum, the bracha should be shown in the south of Tzum, Mishmachukah.
You know, I'm talking about, they see that there's a bracha of Chana and a bracha of Achreya.
on the filling also. And the Gemara must look directly.
Oh, the Gemara should have said other mitzvahs. Why should have said another mitzvah?
Talus. No one says the Brock after the Talus.
What does the Gemara have to switch to Reah?
And when you smell the summer, they only say Brock, whatever Brock it is, because in some of them you said before and afterwards you don't say any Brock at all.
What after switching comes to Reah?
They should have switched to Talus, so it's a comma to comma other mitzvahs.
Yeah.
So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. What is the opinion of Bnei Maharaj? We don't follow Bnei Maharaj.
Whenever there's a machlokes bothering Rishonim,
the Rashi writes in Pinus, we follow the Bavli.
We follow the Bavli.
So the Bavli implies that that's only Bnei Maharaj did that practice only. It sounds like we in Bavli don't do that. So we don't say Bavli when we say Kof Tzu. But the merit is so that they did say Bavli when they took Kof Tzu, and was it taka only on Tzilin? Or was it on all mystics? So that's the big machlokes. It says it's the same in here, says it's the same. The Bnei Maharaj and the Baruch Nis are famous places, it appears in all these different places. You understand? It says Sukkah, and Nidah, Menachah, all these different places. The Taisha says, now, now why are we the Bnei Maharaj? We don't follow them, we follow the Bavli. The Bavli implies that we don't follow the Bnei Maharaj.
Why? What's the issue to you today?
The Taisha says it's a big machlokes.
The Bnei Maharaj didn't daven shacharis at 6 o'clock in the evening and take off the tefillin at 6:45 and say Mishma Chukah. They wore tefillin all day long, they sit right in. And when it came Shkia time, when it came 8:30, then they took off the tefillin. When they went to Beit HaKipsa, it takes probably this week of scary, you have to take off the tefillin. But they have been sitting and doing their work, whatever. And when it came 8:30, they had to take off the tefillin because Lila loves non-tefillin, because it says in the part of the Shabbat, that the Chukah is those who may have their and the one who knocks has a machloket atanoni, which chukah is that part of the equation? Is he referring to chukah tachesha? It means yom yamima, yearly, annually, you should check the code of paper. Because it's in between two parshas. Not the chukah zah, it's in the middle of the parsha. It says in connect, it says in between tzul and kamsesha. So it's unclear whether it's referring to the shemai to the chukah tachesha, chakot mitabah, or the chukah tachesha, which is taken to the chukah tachesha. So you say that Yom 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 and Yom 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 According to the Bnei Maharaj, it means that they're anxious to have Tzilin Balayla. And what they're like, well, I mean, Tzilin Balayla is great for below expensive because it says, Shamarta, whenever it says, Yishalat Ten Bial, I mean, it's below expensive. Whenever it says, Yishalat Ten Al, that's the same as Loi. And you like it, that's the lesson. Here it says, Yishamarta, it's a Chukai Zosu. And what it says, it's Barre, then maybe you like it. If you hold that Lila, if you hold that that Pasuk has nothing to do with Tzilin, and it goes on Kukku Pasuk, then if it's not Pasuk that says Yom Lila, for the Yisra Tzilin and Tzilin Lila, we don't need to have one. Yeah, because Yer Hashem and Nisham, Lila is not Hashem. And if it's Yer Hashem and Nisham, the Hashem, so what's wrong, Hashem, or Yafiach them? In the middle of speech, Hashem, Yafiach them, and then you might be Reah, and then you might be Hafocha, and that's in violation of Shmirat Kvisha Tzilin. Just like you're not allowed to have Hesach Adam when you have Tzilin, you're permitted to sleep, like the patient discusses. You're permitted to sleep with children. That's not a violation of Hesar Adar. That's not a violation of Hesar Adar. And speaking, you see that the patient says, no, that's not Hesar Adar. But in the middle of speaking, Shem, and you'll see that then that would be a violation of Shmira's vicious action. So it's either an Issa Deraita and Issa Derabonim, but it is an Issa Deraita. The patient says, the Bnei Maharaj, they used to reach by the Drachim, and they took up the children before the Shkia, right before the Shkia, and one of the deep Erev Shabbat, the Erev Yentir, then they take off the Gemara described in Sanhedrin, the last Gemara in Adonisi described what Leza Agadu was wearing Tzilin. And then I think it was Erev Shabbat, the Gemara says, so he told this, he was an old man, he wasn't strong enough to tell one of his children, I think, to take off the Tzilin before Laila, before Shabbat, because you're not allowed to keep Tzilin away from the Hazel, and what Tzilin all day long, until it came Laila, until it came Shabbat. So the oldest must have been my love, and the part that goes to Shemata, Chukah goes on Tzilin, and it tells you that you must remove the Tzilin when it comes light, you must remove the Tzilin when it comes Shabbos. And he said, Rafa, Mishma Chukah, that's that person, the Shemata is the Chukah Zoi. That's what it is, Mishma Chukah.
the Nusach HaBrocha is based on the Nusach HaPosh position of the Chuppah. Abba Lono says, he says, we do it sooner all day long. We take off the children at 6:45. Somebody was having at the 11 o'clock meeting. The next one is 11 o'clock meeting, so we took off at 12 o'clock.
Maybe.
It wasn't anything to make money about anyway. The doctors that they earned, they could earn in the afternoon. We didn't have to work so hard. So they say when you take off during the middle of the day, you don't say, bro, I feel it's talking about Lila Moshai Chukor. The documents are two, only the Bnei Marob, but they follow the Shita Tashman, because some of the Lila Moshai Chukor are filmed with. So the Lama Yami Martin and Mutin Lay was this Shai Chukor from the Rishma Chukor. Our Allah, the Kaimel and Tashman says, the Lee Tashman and Rova Rishem Holat, he puts the Lama back with them. The Lama Tashman that Lila was not filmed in a face. And the right thing Allah was filmed in a face. The Rav Hashem hold not to that. I will love my children going to the Lord. What's the Nakimin Allah Kalam Aishu? Ain't called the pain Allah put on Kim Allah. Nakimin is, what if you already slept all night long and you wake up early in the morning? Well, Mesh has a chewing out here. So that's the communist. They have to work, wake up early and go to work. Everybody has to go to work. You don't go to work, so you put you in jail or whatever. But they wanted the government, had a devil, way early in the morning. So those who had one of the late films, had late films, Mamish before Aloysa Shaka, they deliver the night. The Shadow was can you say a brochana? There's your whole that it's a good one, I tell the Bible, a lot of my children, it doesn't matter whether it's the beginning of the night or the end of the night, but Lila, you can't let something. There's your whole that it's only the beginning of the Rabban, because Lila is my Shira. And Shem and Yafiach have said that before you went to sleep, but if you went and had a good night's sleep and you woke up and that's it for the night, you're not going to sleep anymore, they won't let you sleep. The police won't let you sleep. If you go to sleep, you don't go to work, they don't beat you up. And then there's no Hashash Shem and Yafiach, and then you collect children with a broch. And he writes in his interest in children. He writes that he told the Balabasi that she put on still a week at Bracha in the morning, even though it's before of his mind. I the bin is not so. You should read the Cheshish for the Ram. You should put on the Cheshish for the Ram. And put on the Cheshish for the Ram. And put on the Cheshish for the Ram. What do we do? When it's ready? We put on some of the Tata Bracha and then it comes his mind. And you might understand, but they had to go to work. They had to take off the zone before this mind. So they couldn't do that. So they should put on film and on a bracha. They should be chayshish for the Ram and Shita. So Moshe writes in his children that if he's going to tell this Balabasi, he realizes it's going to be for a long time. How long was communist term?
In the bracha.
7 years. They said it's going to be a long time. And because they're putting on film without a bracha, they're going to forget about it. A mitzvah without a bracha is not going to be observed. That's what Rav Lechi says. Why is it that so many people on the Zalgo and Yeshiva took the chidim and took the chidim and took the They said because the Gemara said you don't say bracha, Mitzvah you don't say bracha, because of the people on the Chayyur that said it's not a Mitzvah. So they decided they're not going to do it. That's why Moshe writes the same psychology of my children. He said, he's going to tell his Baba Basi that they should have to let children in the soft drink on our bracha. That's too fancy. So they're going to stop playing with children. They're not going to listen. They're not going to play with them. So he says, Mitzvah didn't think he passed them. I say, it's wrong with Shem Hall. I say, it's the line of Uzman too. It's only there that I've done it. And there I've done it only applies at the beginning of the night, before he went to sleep. So he woke up in the morning. Then there's no Gerd Raman, so he can't see him in his case. I go, I'm not sure that you should say a God in him. Now, they give me that.
I mean, somebody...
Normal status of an office, that's all. If they take that to go on a ship with them, they put on a similar on that broker. What was that broker before? That's the patient for that.
And you mentioned the same thing that I've told.
Yeah.
Saying that they could have got it much better.
Yeah, that's a problem. So, but this right here, I mentioned this right here, you really don't talk to my government. Just a human. Okay? This year is not a time to... Under those circumstances, you thought that it was a real time to be mad.
Yeah.
That's what they should say. That's what they should say. I'll just point out, other Rishonim point out, if I'm not mistaken, that I'm going to do is that at the end of the Vodat Kirin, say, you're right, 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 So Shnishma Chukah Baruch Hashem is the parallel to the Zohar Lishma Chukah. In fact, they don't say Baruch Hashem, Asher Kedushan, but it's not Lishma Chukah, and we say such a list because we're about to take off the tzil. We're not supposed to take off the tzil, and the Ramah says to the after the Kaddish after the Lady. That's what the Ramah says. You're not supposed to take off the Kaddish after the Lady because the Ramah claims the Kaddish after the Lady is not a Kaddish. Even if there's nobody who's saying Kaddish, because of our bailiffs, somebody has to say Kaddish, and even if the person has both parents alive, the Ramah says that somebody should say Kaddish. Even though they're Achren and the Ramadan and others disagree, they say that the Ramah had a mistake in Gersus, he made a mistake, he's the Kaddish after a volunteer. Kaddish after a volunteer is the Gemara with the Tzimtzum, not the Kaddish after a lady. But still, you're not allowed to take off the drum to rest, the drink to rest of the Kaddish after a volunteer. And if you want to follow the Ramah, that's the law to rest, and you should really wait for the Kaddish after a lady. But still, that's what I think the Rishayim have that much success. The Nusach, the Tzimtzum, of course, is also one of his birds. But he got it from the Rishayim, it's not his original one. That's the Racha, the Tzimtzum, Racha, or Tanach Shemish Mechutah, or the Mazah, is a takeoff on this bracha that the Bnei Maral used to say. I take this explain that that really has no shakras, but not Mishpah Chatzila, right? So before Chatzila, nowhere near Shkir, what kind of Mishpah Chukah? But the summary answer is that this is following the Ramban Shita. Because the Ramban has the Kaddish that anybody has. But the Gemara says, with Bnei Maral, that their practice was that they said the bracha at the conclusion of the Tzivan also. That's okay. Now, I suppose the Mishnah need to say that there's something that has a bracha before there's a bracha after. The most bracha about the Mishnah, it goes on Tzavah, then it goes on Shemir Mezuzah, some of the other mitzvahs, the only mitzvah that you said bracha after Mishnah Chukah is only on Tzivan because of the Shemata, the Chukah, the Shemata, the Yom Yomim. So the Ramban says that you see from the Gemara that Tzavah is wrong. Tzavah is the answer. The last 4 lines. Abba Hashan is the Tzivan, 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 the Sutra, Mama, in the Torah. And then they say themselves, the question is, why didn't the Gemara say so? The Havi Mata Vishnui Hoki, my book is Shabbat, that's the Gemara. So the Ramban says, they say themselves are not reflect their own Shah. He says they're wrong. He says that Bracha Mishma Chukka has nothing to do with that part of the Shemata. Even if you all that goes on Chukka, that takes out, and the Yom 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 means annually, it doesn't mean daily, and has nothing to do with Lala Lala Man Chukka. There's no, there are other parts of the Shemata that's the correct side, this is the right side. How many parts of the Shemata that's the correct side? So Mishma Chukka goes in general on this. But it goes on the Tzivos Blue Law, you don't say Mishma Chukka at the end. But if any of my rabbi had a practice on a Mishma that had a Shilu's mind, that took her a while. You get Talos for an hour, and then you take it off. And it's a Mishma Chukka on a Talos also. But on Shabbos when you don't like Tzivos, the only way I tell it. Yes, the Mishma, whenever I take off the Talos, it's in my rabbi would say Mishma Chukka. Not based on the Shemata as the Chukka, but based on the other part, the Shemata as the third side. What's filling? You wear filling for an hour, whatever, a couple of hours. So the conclusion of that, not a filling, it says the bracha Mishma Chukka. That's how the Rambam is using. In science, it's more the Mashma Mishma. And it doesn't matter. You don't bother the name Aroba. The Mashma is something more clearly that that's what they know. We, the Talmud probably does, who follow that Shita. And Rashi writes in science, this is the first question. Whenever there's Machlod, the Babi and the Shalmi, we follow the Babi. No, at the end of the volunteer, and then you say Kaddish with Kaddish. Then you say Aleinu, and then you say a Kaddish with Aleinu. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm not holding it the same by Mincha Manas. The Kaddish with Aleinu is a Chayva. The Kaddish with Aleinu is really the conclusion of the Babi. And the other disagrees that it doesn't make sense. Talmud should be the
Mishnah.
It's the Mishnah, yeah. The longer I don't close them. We should do it close them. So you say one after the other. So the other Mishnah has a meaning that they never said a lane or after Mincha. Even they got Mincha at 1:30. They're not going to die night till 9:30. They didn't say a lane. You only say a lane or in a tefillah when you say Shema. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKem HaShem HaKol. The Talmud HaRosh Baruch Hu will touch on you. We shouldn't have such meaning. Many communities in Spain. They only said, "Oh, they're not shadach. We're going to call Shmuel from Chokin and from the Chol Manam." They don't worship Avir Zor. When we say, "It's finished, my Yisrael Hashem Echor," so we say, "Oh, they're not shadach." But we follow
Shmuel.
That also, we want to declare that we're not worshiping the moon. Oh, they're not shadach. We worship God. But we shouldn't say that we're praying to the moon. We're praying to the Vashem. Oh, yes, or this new one. So many people have been saying, "You say, 'Oh, they know.'" Why? To say that this is what shows that we're different. Shlosh on Chokin Ben, Shlosh on Chokin Ben, Shlosh on Chokin Ben, we're very different. We have a Brit Mila, they don't. There's only Shlosh Mila. This is demonstrate that we're different from the other. So that's why we stress this is fairly. So that's why many Shalim had a meaning. But after Mincha, they never said all that. So they didn't say Kriya Shema, so they didn't stress anything of that. Okay, that's true. What did you say? Tach, no, no, many people do it now also. They don't even know the Machabi that that means. They'll tell us the Kaddish to stop. Some are even Machmir before. Yes, not only yes, it's the Magen Avraham says in the Kabbalah story.
You have to follow what it says in the Kabbalah.
They pointed out that there's a fundamental, this salvation is a fundamental about life, a fundamental. What is the role of Aleinu? Whether Aleinu serves, and in fact, that's the Russian that he said. But Aleinu serves as a head to Yitzhi and Yitzhi Tashmashe. So that would explain why when you have Milcham out together, you don't have a head to Yitzhi, because I'm my right away. And then Kippur, they never done it all day long, so there's no head to Yitzhi and Yitzhi Before Aleinu. So Aleinu served with the SEC and they said, Mr. Ashkenaz,
Well, then it says that the Gemara sees. You don't have a lot of spirit. You just point it out to me. But some Sefer has this issue, and he says that the different issues of the Gemara should depend on it. There's spirit. There's spirit in it.
And since the Gemara is reading the Gemara,
if you're
already,
you don't
have to
receive the
with the
no, that's another thing. If you're not basic in anything, if you're not learning anything, and you're saying your tshuva, you're saying ashrei, you're saying kachim, you're saying something, so you're not saying this, you're saying more. That's based on the Gemara we had right about sharing.
We don't teach
the Gemara. Maybe you can only teach one asking. No, you don't say brachas, you can't say, but not say ashrei, you should say. And there's other meanings. I could say ashrei among the same. Shimon asked, I can't say among the same. That was the Gemara. The Gemara said about Keri is not submitted to the Zman HaKalan, but Keri wasn't submitted to Davin. So what did he do with Nehra? I mean, he said, he should mumble something under his breath, that he shouldn't rule those questions. That they're Davin, and he's not Davin. They're saying he's not his God. So that's what it says in Shemana. When they're saying Malayna, when they're saying Shemana, I can't say Shemana. And they're saying it's different to Yishma. Can't say again, I'm there to Yishma. And they're saying, Ashrei, Tachman, or something else. So I should say this. Whenever they're saying something that I'm allowed to say, I'm not going to say it. Unless I'm thinking of it. So it's not my kid. It's something else. What's the moon go? Shema. Okay, the rest of the Gemara gives medical aid. Yes, the Gemara has in different places medical aid. The Gemara has in the beginning of the... in Masech HaShabbos, the Gemara has a lot of Nehshma and Ashwat, and then in Mishach the Kodakis, I think the first 2-3 Gemara in Gittin, Mishach the Gemara has a lot of appeals. So the Rajpa quotes over there in the name of the Gemara, and whoever follows the Aces in some of the Russia. You have to consult the doctors of your family. Okay, you have to be correct.
To learn this,
better than something. The person who's going to send you a doctor is just going to be these reports. I think it'd be a problem myself. No. Reports are good. The BB is that a person has to take care of his body. The Raman quotes my luck, and with his day, the person has to take care of his body. So there's not a Gemara, the doctors, the Gemara had to write over what the doctors had to say. The Rambam had to write over what the doctors had to say. Who's the relation? Who's supposed to follow what the doctors had to say? My generation. Whatever they say, to be careful about. The last thing of the Gemara, we also learned, I'll show you the summary on the bottom line. What does he want to say? The summary, la puke man mechan ke teyum, so if he's choking on something, and just takes the sip in order to swallow it down, and he shouldn't choke. That no bracha is reciting, so we discuss the top statement of the Mahmoud, which doesn't mean we discuss that he doesn't only get the bracha shel achren because he's the second sakar. So if one of the fashions of bracha achren, he should say, we say no, that looks on water, you never say a bracha unless it's looks on. So special thing is not because of the focus of achren. Then he learns the
medication.
Then you don't say any bracha. Unless it has sugar, unless it's juice or something else. Anything other than water, you can say bracha even if it's not mutama. But if anything, water, pure water, then you don't say bracha unless it's something. That's what I mentioned, only the truth to go, that the drink of grain was mispatei, let's say sometimes the person is thirsty. He said that even on tea without sugar. Sometimes the person is thirsty, he takes a sip of tea, he's really not thirsty, then he has the rest of the drink. So just the rest, he knows not thirsty. But then he says, you don't say bracha achayna. One who said that Hachem, if he drank all of these with someone, so it could be that the first sip was his common grace. It's not with someone. The first sip was his energy. But he was nostalgic. He can never tell exactly
what's the
shield.
What's
the shield? So,
well,
what
are all my cousins
doing? No. That's what
they said. Some have a
slave. Are you slaving?
Some
have a slave.
very,
very. I don't know. I'm like, he also has a little bit of a flavor. And some of the ones that he incorporates, now sugar, he treats that like Milo.
Yes.
If you're not sure how much was the sum on the rest of the tradition of all this under a color, they put it in front of them. They're a little bit thirsty, they keep on drinking. So that's what he knows about. He said you can never tell exactly, he was always in the sixth sense, how much was the sum, what's the shiur of the sum. How thirsty do you have to be so we should be considering the sum. That is the question of drinking the Reviyas today. Diyas Reviyas, that's a good day, Yahi Vastat, the Machmokes, the Raman, and the Rising, that the Shir of Purity, whether you write for the Baruch Shalachler, and whether the Shir is determined by cool coffee or by hot coffee. I'm giving you coffee in a hot state, so do you say it's measured by hot coffee? And you say, no, it's measured by cool coffee. But all that is a Machmokes. If I put the box inside, you have to make sure that you drink a review, especially the review, that's the random sheet. Then you say, if you drink the review, especially the review, if you write it in half, it is against the no half at all. Write it in half, it's on the Rambam, he says it's against the mission, the mission seems to say it's a Salish. But the sheet is still for review, it's a review, especially the action that's done. The time it will take to eat a cross of three or four bases. None of these calculations are used. So the Rambam is not done well. From the they close the door for you. But that's why the Shalik Shuvah calls. And that's what the behavior of the Shalik Shuvah calls. That once you only said that I fell on half tea, half coffee, if he leaves that the time at the end and then he drinks it so quickly that he knows that he has a little calculation to use. Of cool coffee. Sometimes hot coffee. To live on water, yeah, but it doesn't have to be. Yeah, yeah.
Don't
know?
I don't
understand what you're talking about,
yeah? Because water doesn't taste that good to birds. And when you start, no matter what, how good the water is, you have to, you don't want to get
mixed. I remember the Shalom quote at Shalom Medrash. He says from Shalom Medrash, because the water was cursed at the time of the novel, it has to do with that smaller. So Medrash was cursed at the time of the novel, there was a cat called Medrash, something like that. That in the days of the novel, the Medrash had cursed the water. That's why, because it's the thirstiest thing, that is only a bracha when it's with some, otherwise not. But yes, the same way as the whole silver cup, it's a domiciliation of slumber, so you should never say a bracha at all. One time I said earlier, domiciliation of slumber, you should never say a bracha, so you must have looked a little bit. But the majority gives such an emotion. That's not the reason why. Flavor is requiring a butter. I don't know why, but that's what the Gordon said about tea and coffee. It has no sugar, but that doesn't count. I don't know. But
Even though he's not really interested in eating it, just for the purpose of tasting it, he's basically unique to God. So he has to be talking to faith. Then he goes out of God.
The water, he was always specific whether it was Mishnah or Mishnah or not. The Baruch Shalom for now. But the Baruch Shalom for now, he was always very hesitant to say Shahakal on water. Because maybe he's not thirsty enough. You have to know what the Shia of Mishnah, the Baruch Shalom for now. You have to know that you had a full year. And he followed this on Hanukkah Gagagagra. He stayed for 17 in the court. I don't know why the grudge didn't go there, so it was a deep question. Then the Mishnah said about Rav Tarfon's opinion. Rav Tarfon used to say, when he drank water, the Tanakham says that he said Shahakal before he drinks the water. Rav Tarfon said he said burn the fashion before he drinks the water. Ma'atam didn't say anything about the fashion first. When Rav Tarfon and Tanakham is what bracha shall have been added, they say. The Marshal says, at the end of the Terek Amalei, wrote about Rav Chonali, Abay Yomalei, the Rav Yesis,
And none of them are like the Chalk of Yoya goes to Solomon of Ramanazah, and it's Mishnah. And there's a separation to Kurim, I think, on Kurim, Abayin and Barsha. It's also imitation on Ramanazah. It's not at all Ramanazah. The Kajak Rav also, it's imitation on Ramanazah. It's not Ramanazah. The Varkum of Ramanazah, the Shikin Kobeti. It's not the basic. You had to be a Shia genius to be able to stay clear on the file of Ramanazah. It's not the same. Anyway, so he has a safer shot of sugar called Eris. Eris, it's a very different spot. Not that amazing, finally. As one sugar about says wine, that wine is what you have gotten, but what if it's Mishtana? So if Mishtana, the shadow that he, if it's a figure before, if it's Mishtana, the other shadow, what about champagne? When they carbonate the wine, Maybe that's called Mishtana, and maybe it should be Shahakar.
Yeah.
But based on that date, when it comes to the conclusion, is that if it's Mishtana with Malusa, then it doesn't lose the Bracha, if it's Mishtana with Malusa, it's inferior. That's what it comes to. So how can we just think that it's a beast? Why is it Mishtana with the Bracha? That's called Mishtana because it comes to it. I don't know.
Yes, so one of the shooters are here.
Can we use combinator's order?
Exactly.
Yeah, what instead of being Shahada, it's going to be Shahako. It's going to be anything else.
Okay, it was going to be Shahada.
If first he raised the topic, maybe to be a Shtani with the Yusra, in which case it should become Shahako, and then he came to the conclusion that it's a Shtani with my Yusra. How do you have it? People pay more money in order to get the Shem Tzad. That's actually the better Shem Tzad of Malus. So then, so he paints the Bracha. That's what some people say about Konya. Konya is wine, that they distill, and they made it sharper. Brandy, Konya is wine, that was distilled and they made it sharper. So many parts of us, we take the same attitude, it goes to the Rabbi Angipan, we go to Shem Tzad, we go to the Rabbi Angipan, the Shem Tzad of Malus, it's the Shem Tzad, it's not the doesn't take that long anymore. So people pay more money for the cognac than for the wine. They should be both the other. They should be able to get them off the other. Okay.
That's a different thing about Nishtani. They are the Alma, Arnold tells us more in the mission, it says all that. Since they evaporated and went from the state of vapor, you can't say Mahomet Asur, because Asur has to be Hassan, but you can't untap them. Mahomet Asur, you can't say that they really say, even though later on it's converted back into liquid, but since it went through a period, let's say it took real Kamsikishna, and then they evaporated, and then when they distill it. So they evaporated, and then they condensed it again. But since in the interim stage, when it's evaporated, they can't say that it's not going to go through, so some of them said, that's really the honor. So fresh knocks in the world is special. When you take trace of wine, and you make brandy, and you make cognac, so some of them had a slurry, if you don't need Ashraka and any cognac and brandy, even if Namish makes them, some Yen and Namish, and Yen and Samani doesn't make a difference, since it's distilled, it's different. The Samya makes the Chavei, that they will never make one of that, because that's a child of the right son. Some Yen, which is only the Rabbanon, but there were, the Chaimeni, like in Yeshiva, there were so many reasons, who would never be neglected for the Ashraka on cognac and on brandy, because they have much this work, that you can be made for on Zerubiyam and Ashtam.
They held the slur, all the schnapps in the world. That's what some persons say, what if the schnapps means to get the same schnapps in the Pesach? So the Nogueras, if you're eating the schnapps on Pesach, you couldn't be made for the Pesach. You have to come and show them on Pesach. Some schnapps in the Arbonne, that's the Ruben. So the Arachen would be made for. And Arachen would be made for on the Pesach. There's a drama, so that it's not by your Rabbi Mark. So that it's not coming to the Pesach. With respect to the life of the Arachen, just put up one of the Arachen. Ah, there's not a way with that that's the process. You distill it, you evaporate it, then you condense it right away. So why should you say that? Since they went through a stage, since they went through a period of time that it wasn't, but I know in that period of time, in another 3 seconds, it's going to condense again. You have a lot of times there are processes, with something that then becomes a real achiva again. But sometimes we detect something, sometimes we say that since there was an interim period that it was nishpam achiva, it's also right, and it doesn't become safe again. Sometimes we don't say like that. Depends, different things.
The process over here is that this is a process, and when we say system, this is only to be condensed right away to the fact that it's in the space of Zaya. In the middle, a few seconds will not be ahead. That's what we are doing today.
The molecules are directly in the
and the difference really is the remnant, whatever, it's the thing that the mother is. You can miss on the achila. And it's not a long trust. You can miss on the achila and then the tree doesn't play the mate of the achila. And maybe I make one that. As long as it's this achila, then it's not going to come crazy. Right. It is considered. You say there's no effect, right? You say there's Zaya, no, there's no effect, right? You don't say Zaya since it evaporated, part of it, right? Exactly. So the process is that it's wrong. The process is just as it is, there's a deal happening again or another. When you have, let's say, you're cooking milk on the bottom, and then the milk is evaporating in it, and it goes up, and then you have some flesh, you have a flesh of your pot on top of it, or a piece of flesh on top. The thing with it is that it makes the tray, that's what the b'cholah is there, right? And that always has the b'cholah there on it. That's an interesting show. Two things affect, like a very fascinating chip about that. There's a desire that goes up from the milk, there's a make that the b'cholah is there, right? Or maybe it's only there on it. There's a very long mission chip, all of the chips are very long. Three to ten. It's a very beautiful style of
chicken.
It's not good. 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 Okay. Do you have any learned these in your room? Leave it here. What is the idea of eating mud? Because we don't know what to do, and you see what's the meaning of it. You might have it before also.
Oh.
No gamma. You have no gamma to any class seven. You have it at the end of the second period. The meaning of it is that you're looking at our table, we can observe in a good class, and that people that are caring, you know, they don't require that they should get a mitzvah before they daven, before they learn. So what is the tokus? What is the authority of all that meaning? It's really easy to do it. The meaning of it is kaveh, what the stack is. Yeah. If you have, if you live in America, you know, you get in the house, you know, you know, you know, you know, that doesn't count. It doesn't mean by religious learning people. So the mini government is covered about the Tzak Allah. And that's anything is based. Yeah. I don't know. It's a question. Why should the mini government be covered? Why shouldn't we ask the Rabbanim? When did the Rabbanim... The final question is for the Brachos of Achleah. Yeah, but the Gemara has it for the Brachos of Lefaneh as well. That sounds like it was the real Machlech of Atarat. You do require Brachos of Lefaneh in Dina, from water, right? It's a Machlech, it's an encamen of Tarzan, but it's saying for the Brachos of Lefaneh, by the Fashis of Shahako. So why does he say on the Brachos of Lefaneh, who can't be my own with the Brachos? Why shouldn't he just appear and open up that rabbi, but then he says no, so he say no. Not going to ask us that. The Gemara says sometimes the Rabbanim can seem from things on that skip. The mini garden is like this, so all of that, I feel the other way to go. So I measure times that goes with Shiva. I feel the other way to go. The Gemara has intelligence with Khalid and his honor. There's some mathematics in it that what kind of shoes you have to ask for a Khalid. So the son and the mama, which one is first in you? The Gemara says what the stop is, and then the Gemara says that was the practice for hundreds of years. And even if they know, I know he's going to come, he's going to tell you otherwise. Too late. We don't look at Eliyahu. Not the Rishon. I beg yourself. If that's the minute on the crew ball, so that's the start. Especially the third section. You have to go out and get into medical school. That's what I'm saying. You got to understand this about telling those medical school. You can talk to a cooler, some kind of a dreidel. Gordon has some kind of a cooler that kind of went to medical school. So Moshe and the Rav both didn't like it. So what do you mean? Is any longer than the years and years that got him, and now I've been in Canada Nations. What are you coming up with a new Einfall? The mini government is that it's not there, so that's the way that's got a lot. All the sheep is going to line up, and that's going to help. And that's the question, how, to what extent do you follow the mini government? Many assume that we don't follow presidents, like the government does. We never follow presidents, whatever he figured out what he thought about. What? The mini for hundreds of years was otherwise, and some mini was wrong. You make it 30 years too much, you know, you see much. There's so many things that the mini clearly was one. The government guy was the one. And the government had much more respect for the mini government. So that's a big issue. In which areas they found the mini government, which not. You know, they have big discussions on this, on Chodosh. and Chodesh, because Florida's a big shame. Everybody eats Chodesh, most people eat Chodesh. The coming generations, everybody is eating Chodesh. And the Shabbatai came up and made a whole tumult, and the woman right next to him a little later made a whole tumult about the Chodesh with Florida's. And there are more high schoolers, and there are better ones, the great grandfather didn't want to go to high schoolers, and the far high schoolers. He said, they're all wrong. The woman went out to London, he said, therefore, I'll allow a speaker, and I'll send it there. I know the great grandfather would have been better off. He should have said anything, he shouldn't have opened his mouth. It's wrong. The Bira Abroad and Shulchan Aruch is a common, is a continuation and elaboration of the Bira Gergo. So I'll go give the Nama Kremis on the teaching in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Bira Abroad is assuming that he's using the Bira Gergo, and then he's filling in the missing Nama Kremis, whatever the Bira Gergo is now. And this team in a Kaddish, and every day, he writes an attack against the great time that he's wrong. All of the red and fair my law. But that was truly the minute for hundreds of years. So that's why the Yeshua had the Kuntzul San Chodesh, the end of Kiddush, the end of the first day of Kiddush, and many other girls now, Kuntzul San Chodesh. So they write, to what extent do you follow Amr Dibar? To what extent do you say, no, the Amr Tani is not serving? Then you say, do you follow the Minigami or not? I don't know, it's a big gun. Rabbi Karim also has a sugar butter. The Shaila is what it's the Rabbi Karim also very revolutionary. He couldn't care less what the Minigami was doing. He had it, but the Gemara says he did follow the Minigami. That's the right, the beginning of it is like an interest, like I'm done with it, it's like the children. To what extent do you follow the Minigami and what's happening? He toned it down. He doesn't want to follow the Minigami too much. I don't know, it's a big issue. The big issue. To what extent do we follow the
government?
Your country,
your community,
or the
whole world?
No, in your community. Different communities have different customs. The Shaman follows the Shaman. The things are different. But the Shaman is in our community. The community for hundreds of years was like this. So am I allowed all of a sudden to come up and say that I don't follow precedent? We don't care what they say. If you ask Russia, so for Kachas, meet people ate together. Last time in a cafeteria, he bought a sandwich and was eating in that corner, he's eating by himself and reading a newspaper over here, reading by himself over here, and then each one finishes, and then they notice that that's not good. Shoshu Shachu Kachas meet, they all intend to eat together. So if they ate together, then Chayavim Lezami. If they happen to notice that they all finished, then it's a reshut, then it's optional. It's a reshut to fetch Mizum, but it's not a chayvah. Chayav and Mezamin is only Ach Lekach. What happens if they ate trace of food? Then you don't bench Mezumim.
No, that's
the same problem. First place, you say trace of food. The Rambam and the Raisin. So the Rambam says you don't say Raisin, and you don't bench at all. If it's trace of food, you don't bench at all. When it says, Avol, how does it say, the fourth line, Och al tevel amaisi, which is shalaynis of shumad amaisi, and shalaynis to, hey, mizan mola, the week where the Raman says, if you taste the food, you don't bench the zoom, because you don't bench it all, period. You don't say amaisi, you don't say bench it, you don't bench it all, period, you don't bench it all. Right, the Raman has gone, the Raman has gone. And in the Navarach of the night, you don't say bracha before, you don't say bracha after. That's how the Rambam learns. And the writer is not sitting on the Rambam, that is not true. Just because he doesn't keep kashrut, so he should buy it at the
Navarach.
This mitzvah he likes, not mitzvah done right. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah is not. Then he should come in and take the Navarach. But if you're eating that kashrut food, he don't say bracha before he has a bracha. We're only talking about tension with good. Tension with good is because we ate ka'achas together. So you can only say that there's a seal together, people are doing things that happen. No, I have an expression in the first sentence in heaven. Especially Rishoyim, Eilam min Aminim. The Gemara says when Rishoyim get together to plan something, so they're not really doing it together. Each guy has his own angle. This one is out for the money. This one is out for the company. He's out to take the company from someone else. Even though they all voted together, so that's not called Mitzam Echad. Even though it sounds like they're all joined together, a tzira for Rishoyim doesn't count.
What is
the zimun is, if all three ate together, then the bench was a minute. If he ate traces, then each one is considered as if he's eating by himself. And
what is that?
What is Zimun? That's what they we'll talk about Zimun. What is cut Zimun? That's not the regular shot. That it's only a din. It's only a din in the Zimun. But you can't quote it off the Kaha to say they chase it. You go cash with Shaman in the Namib. But a broker you do say. Okay, that would have been a local story for the Brach Shalom for now. That's a good story. What for the Brach Shalom for that? Yeah, but the Mishnah doesn't have an Alakanat. The Rambam takes the Mishnah as the Rambam would say the Mishnah to say you don't bench at all. You don't bench the Zimmer because you don't bench at all on Trace 3. You don't bench at all because they said that you are Hashem, so you send me the Brach Shalom and the Brach Shalom. You say the local story. Why there should have been a Mishnah that there is no position. You can't say Brachel of Panel. The purpose of Brachel of Panel is to be master. It's not going to be master. It's going to remain off of you. But you don't have such a thing. Lamam wants to try to go as I'm all Brachel. You don't say any Brachel at all. And then there's a further Machloket. You think this one should follow the Rambam's opinion that if you eat each other's food, you want that Brachel at all. What if the doctor prescribes it? He has no brain. The doctor said, you must eat the Kodesh. He has to eat on Yom Kippur. What does he have to eat? He has to eat Shaykh. So that's the further matter that he says, Rambam Shaykh, that if he eats Shaykh, he gives him to a Brach at all. What is he eating on Yom Kippur? Is it only when the food is Shaykh, or when he eats Shaykh, the man is like, the third matter. I remember when the Rav was running this one to Ukraine, he doesn't really see the Hechlef necessarily to distinguish between the two. According to the Rambam, if you don't say Brach at all, you don't think that it's no Mukhrach. I think the really makes that distinction that if you're eating on your kippur, but the food is kosher, that's eating a design Easter, and it's a chet, it's a gabra, 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 it's
There's a difference.
Then there's a further machlokes. Then there's a further machlokes. According to the Rambam, that if you trade your food, you don't say brother. Now, before that, after, what if you're eating it for after, what if you ever have to be cross nefesh? That's the further machlokes. Are we shaitan? It's in the Rambam. If the Rambam only applies when it's the Easter, but whenever it's the Easter, then it's the Easter.
The
Now the number,
if you put a
person that's used to the food. Yes, okay. So this is all my question. So again, the Mishnah has a special dish, Rosh Hashanah, Chayav, and I want to mention the Zimun all about. The Gemara says, well, I give you, no, I didn't give you, what is the Mokker? So the Gemara says, either based on one part, either based on another part, the Gravati, if it's based on the part of Gavra, Rosh Hashanah, when the Rambam Mashmor Yaakov, he's speaking to two people. God knows, to the plural. I'm speaking to two people, that's the minimum of three. And the Rambam Mashmor Yaakov will say a bracha today. There's some kind of a bracha that's said with three people. And the Bible says they found different parties. Hashem Hashem Echor Hobu. When I say Hashem Hashem Hobu, you should give greater than Hashem. It's again, he's speaking about a minimum of three people. So it sounds perhaps as if it could be in the right. He could be, he doesn't say, only ask Master Mashmor. And he could be just the Dinder Rice. That's what Rafael Hensh is suggesting. He once gave that yes, that she is. He said that it was a Dinder Rice, and he said that it's a Din that arrives on a Shach in the Chashu Rishpa. Is he one? Oh, good, no. The Gemara says that by stealing it from somebody else, there's a penalty after the Hathor of the Hulu. Let's say, person Shech sell chicken, and then the Din is one, he has to do Tifu Adam. Who has to choose to do the Tifu Adam? So no longer can you start it. This is Shach at Tifu Adam. He's put to do the Tifu Adam. He's a chef. What if another wise guy runs over and he does the Kisi Adam? You have to take the Mitzvah. And then I don't want to do the Shechita. And then I'm angry, I didn't give you permission to steal away the Mitzvah. But it's my business, if there's a penalty in the Rabbana, then Rabbi Gamil was Mechal Yachtel, send the Hulu, I told you. And it even applies to Gnana, even though that time being a smart, it's Gnana, it's a clearly a smart. So why do I come and say, and you don't get it smart, it's Gnana, it's only those kinds of Gnana, but it is Gnana, it's Mishpatim. And it's not part of my Hashem and Kate and all that, those kind of things. But this knot, it's a different kind of knot. It's not to have done it. This knot, maybe it's not to be done, but it's not to be done, it's a different kind of thing. So the Gemara has a subject in Kuman. What if we had the annual shul dinner, and then the Mechata Kiru, the Mishnah Benchman's room. And I have it, I give the Rastik, and I say, Rabbi, I don't know, Benchman, they don't realize that the Mechata Kiru. And everybody answers, and I set up the whole bench because he is. I tell them, this is for you, but I say for brachas. My result is that you have to say 40 zuhuvim, with 10 zuhuvim for brachas. But he say, no, it's one mitzvah, the whole bench is for brachas. One mitzvah, that's 10 zuhuvim for the whole mitzvah. So the Shach wants to know, the Shach was extended by the whole discussion, and the end of the Shach is saying something.
the end, but the Shekhar says to stop my husband, why is it only four brachas? Why shouldn't it be more?
What
was
the rachman?
Azarasat, well, a rachman is that's not a bracha. Let's say Azarasat,
that's a name,
that's not a bracha. Let's say how many brachas are there mentioned? So you say Azarasako, then you say Arasalam, then you say Venerishalayim, then you say Seba Mesi, but then you say Rabbisai, let's say you say Rabbisai is unmentioned. So what do you say? If somebody walks in and hears that they just came for Beth Shaham Shelter Hayim, you say, Amen. You see, that's not like Amen Yechta Halachman, that's the real brother. Well, yes, Shaham Yishalai, but I said, Shaham Yishalai, that's considered a brother. So that's the Tasha, that's a year. Shouldn't it be five brothers? Then you say, Beth Yagotan at the end, if he's saying, I'll come. Should be maybe 60 brothers, let us say 60 children. So the Shach gives a suggestion that you only pay for the brachas that are deraita. And HaTeva HaMeiti is not deraita, and the Bet Yagotan is not deraita. So really have four. So the Mezuzah. So the Mezuzah count. The four brachas that I sold are not Azana Sakol, and Arotel HaMazin, and Teva HaMishlaimam, and HaTeva HaMeiti. No, you throw in HaTeva HaMeiti. Not deraita. Because Tesis says there are smart. Tesis says, what if the God that gave an aliyah to Kayim? And then he throws Chassim, and he throws runs up, already runs up, and he steals the first aliyah. The Tesis has a shot on Rabbi Meisel, where the defendant has to take a penalty out of the service. The Tesis in Chubin, page 1, and Tesis says, I finished at the God penalty. So they give different reasons. So one reason they say is, because the Gemara says in the end of the night, the God will hide on the yoke and on the brother. So when I chapez, I see the Adah, but if I chapez the Aliyah, I chapez, it's the Omni. You get one crowd. The one who gets the Aliyah, he's the Shabbos. That's not a keyboard. The keyboard won't go and get any Aliyah. Won't go and get any Aliyah. I think they want one here. Why is it that it's not a Gemara, Hagbah was the best. Why is Hagbah considered the best keyboard? Because it never says that getting an Aliyah is Mishkin keyboard. The answer is the bigger keyboard. But getting Hagbah, that's the keyboard. There is no keyboard watching the Hagbah. Getting the Hagbah, that's the keyboard. That's one suggestion
that
says it's a negative. One is a positive.
Yeah.
Why should it be called? Yeah. I don't know. But that's one reason that says it's here. So he doesn't have to pay the authority because the other fellow should have entered on there. If he enters on there, so the other officer, he gets more scars than if he would have gotten Aliyah. Getting Aliyah, this can come. This can keep it. Sometimes it's successful, but that's too vague for the end of Nazir. So let's stick with the modern Nazir, the last 10 lines of Nazir. You might have to make a great deal of whether that's true. Is that so? The Dol Ramanam, the Yetzim Ramanam, the Dol Ramanam, the Yetzim 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 Ramanam, the We don't pay ourselves a rubin for the one who has to the first Aliyah for different reasons. The whole mix is going to be up on us. The whole thing is going to be up on the whole clay and up there with the whole clay. And even though the clay gets the first Aliyah, yeah, the whole thing is going to be up on us. The completion of the Vachrich and Lisa Mani Yavis, the whole thing is only up on us. The only thing is going to be up on us. You are bona fide mix of their rights. What? You see, Adam, that's a real thing their rights. We should start with Hulikha. So the Shach has a fake off on that side. So he says, basically say the only pay are Sarah Zerubin for Mr. Deraita. The first Aliyah that the Kohen gets is in Tamsin of the Rabbana, the whole thing is even more to Deraita. It's an Asmach to Deraita, it doesn't really mean to be of Deraita. We might take an Arizot, and the Kohen gets the first Aliyah of Deraita. So we take this whole year and we say, no, there is only Asmach to Deraita, it doesn't really mean to be of Deraita. So how do you get 40 Zerubin for pension? I said I'll make them down there, huh? So the Shah has his own farm. That the 40 Zuzim are three for the first three brachas of Benishim, and the fourth bracha is a brachas Adimun. And that's what Malachi says. It could be that these are real brachas Dimur Zerayis, according to the Shach. And what does it mean? What does it mean that Zerayis is the whole Yisrael, three of brachas Amazim is different. Usually when I eat bread, I'm a chayit to bench. I don't see that, I'm a chayit to bench. Two people like that, two people like this. If you have Shlosh Yisrael, the end of the chayit is to offer one benching. It's not that one bench is, there's not even more one bench on the other side only. They didn't all bench together. So what does it mean, one bench on the other side only?
That's what you're not saying.
He said, no, they all had a lot of riders, that is all for us to be like that. Yeah. Then when the others say, well, they're not there for the Shemaya Kargan. No! If I look at the whole Kabul, only has the key is to work for one Bechatamazin. And the manager also, that the Mechata recommends that everybody should say, I go on the bench and look in the Gane, because a lot of times we don't pay attention, because it's the traditional girl, so it's not right, and that's what the Rex says, and the proper thing is, if they want to bench you to the Zubin, just pull these guys all bench you out loud from the beginning to the end, because that's the way you say that thing. Possibly when you say that thing, they're right, that the whole Kabul has to work for one Bechatamazin. What do you mean by Kiddush?
One person
makes Kiddush and the other person makes Kiddush and the other person makes Kiddush. There's no thing that every family has to say Kiddush. No. Every person, every man, woman, child has to say Kiddush. The father has to say Kiddush. The other day, so we should make Kiddush. But if I mention the Zoom, we say a different word. That's not just all the Kachai. Within their right to change it. And instead of saying, I have to bench, you have to bench, you have to bench, he says, none of us have to bench. So if I do it together, I have to have a one bench. Just like you remember, you said that there's a concept of Isaiah the Tashad, and Tzivas is a Tzivas HaYochid, and in the Chazim, he says to Shmanet, that's a Tzivas HaTzivah. The whole thing offers one Davin. The offers, the Chabura offers one benching, the Chabura together, Chabura 3, Chabura 10, different degrees of Chabura, the Chabura has to offer one benching. It's a whole different degree of
I'm
mostly wanted to say also like that, and it's a special thing that he
has. There's an emphasis on Sh'achru Ka'achas.
What do you mean from the plastic to speak? You mean the first word has changed. But the Lord suggests that it seems to be the one that the whole mobile is, that the whole nature of attention is changing, not just that the first word is a noticeable change in effect, but the whole thing changes. And right in the middle, maybe believe that next week we'll discuss. Next week will be the last year for this. And this week says the Gemara in this Torah quotes the pasuk from the end of Parshas Korach. The Mishnah says if the egg stays with food, then they're not mistaken for the demon and they don't say that. What if the egg food are with semi-trade? That's how Mishnah says, what if the egg to mine, my musician with some tomato, that is something that's a little bit trade, but it's not so bad, so then they do bench the demon. Then they do say that. So one of the examples that the Mishnah gave was, my Therishon shall nitro to Marsai. The demon that you have to give, two plates, I must have 100 bushels of bread. So I give 2% of the curry. Then I have to give 10% of the lady. Then I have to give my shame. And the lady has to pay 10% from the 10%. Might as well I give it to the curry. So the Mishnah says that the lady took my Therishon shall nitro to Marsai. He took the Shumas Maitre from the Maitre and she gave it to the Kanyan. And then he did the leftover 9 bushels, when the 10 bushels, he gives something to the leftover 9 bushels, so when the lady eats 9 bushels, that's the trade. And then he conventionally says, what's wrong? He did what he's supposed to do. What's the problem? I said, you should make it your mouth, it's perfect. The mission is coming, deny. Deny is a really trade. But it's only the Rabbana, then, I mean, not the ministry, it's my, but it's the Rabbana, so it's not so good. But the Gemara says, my solution is to move to Marsha, Pshita, the Parma Menzai. But the Gemara says, no, there's a person in today's Sedra that says, you're supposed to be able to manage everything in the proper way. The Gemara says the proper way. It says to give first 2% from the bill. Let's say you have 100 bushels. It says to give 2% from the bill on 100. Then you give my solution 10%. And then the lady is supposed to give 10% of the 10%. So what happens if you're shining the Seder? The Gemara says it depends. If you already did Meruach, if you already did the Meruach, if you already separated the Echo from the Seder, and you did the Echo from the Seder, and then the Chiyuv HaKrasher already said it, if you're already in a Sefer, the Chiyuv HaKrasher sets in, then even if you are Nishanah, you say it to the Yehudah, even if you are not Nishanah Kedishin first, and then you have to give Nishanah to Ramayim, so you still have to give Chuba to Beirah on everything. Exactly, you and Nishanah doesn't talk to you from because it's already settled. And what happens if you're not Nishanah to Shigolden? You didn't even need to clear with you. The Chiyah settled, the Chiyah HaFlashes wasn't called yet. It's that type of woman. You're not Nishanah to Shigolden. You can't be not Nishanah to still attached to the ground, that's not in the top of the other. But if you detach it from the ground, before you did any separation of those from service, before the Gemara Melacha, so then you're not Mechuyis to be Mechuyis, and I said, but the Yevrish and Mechuyis is tough. So if you could be Mechuyis, if you're Mechuyis, the nice solution before this from the Gemara, why the lady is a wise guy over here. The lady wants to get more nice with himself. He doesn't want you to take less 2% from everything. He wants to get his 10% from everything. He wants to get 10% of 100. He doesn't want to get 10% of 98. If you take those 2% first, you only have none left 98, he says. The lady only gets 9.8. And from the 9.8 bushels that he gives, he has to give 10% of that to the country. He wants to make more money. So the lady, that time the farmer, he should be mafish, he should go in the nice solution before the shumar day. So the Gemara says that's what the Mishnah is talking about. If the farmer was not his Maisa Nisha and he gives it to the lady, then the lady only gives Maisa, he gives Maisa and a Maisa, and he doesn't have to give it to him the very well. So that's what the Mishnah tells me, that in such a case, if the lady eats the Maisa Nisha, she eats what she must, even though it was only Nisla Maisa and a Maisa. But the Truman Gadol was not taken out, it's kosher. That's what it means. And the law runs it up in the front of the Mishnah study, that it says, Tari Moment, the man of Shumas Hashem, Maisa, Mina, Maisa. Towards the end of the sentence. The Gemara in the Bible says, Maisa, Mina, Maisa, 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 the Maya is an example of something that is semi-trace. You want to allow to eat it, but in the other, it's not this. I mean, the Rabban Ranananda, you might permit it to eat it. The Rishon the Rabban himself, but in the other, you can't bench with him. But this example has the Gomer. So what does the Mishnah give us as an example of a Chiddush? Even though it's semi-trace, it's still the first example. What kind of semi-trace? It's absolutely kosher Maya. So here he says, you see from the Gemara, meaning Brachas, I'm talking about the Gemara. In the Sifu Nimar, there is not kosher l'manzi. Because the Gemara has, in all of the Shmai and Shumas, it says that Shmura is both an Inna Vita the Hesed and an Inna Vita Mami. Let's say I have a little Shumas and the seventh Chumas. I have one of Shumas, I went to one of Chumas. I have two of Shumas, I went to four Chumas. So the deal is that it's better than Mayur. It's not enough Shish in it, I'm not going to have to have 100 times. I didn't know that I didn't know it. Yes, the Shumas better than Mayur. The Mishnah says it's better than Mayur. You have to take out, let's say, a bottle of wine selling to 500 customers. Oh, exact, 500 units of wine again. Part of Kimmel wine selling. So it's not to the mayor, but then you have to take, not just make out a check for the value of the bottle of wine. You have to take a bottle of Kimmel of wine and give it away to the kind of wine. So you shall be saved because if you're going to shave it. Because the children not only cost for the Zahra, it's initially for the answer, mom and also. And the Gemara hasn't made so much of it. If I have 5 nickels in my car, and you drop a nickel, now there are 6, and you can't identify which nickel is yours, which nickel is mine. One thing's up to the right. If your nickel is up to the right, I don't have to give you back any nickel. You might as well tell my mom and my bottle. Because the Mishnah says the same lady when the children, the one bottle of wine fell in, and the 500 bottles of wine, the Easter is possible, but the money is worth it. It has to be mafish. You have to be mafish one bottle of wine and give it away to the town and say, go rush it because the mammon is not bucket. So the Miri writes the Chiddush Mishnah. He writes, the Kohanim are really entitled to 2%, you have to become like 100 units, 100 fishes. Some is entitled to 2% of everything, and then you have to give 10% to the lady. No, it was 9.8 to the lady, and then the lady has to give, close 9.8, 10% of that. So the Kohanim are entitled to 2.98. And then, if the wise guy is saying that the lady is going to bring on the farmer a cup, he's going to be mafish first, the shikolim, before the mila. He's going to be mafish 10% and give the lady to the lady. And then you're only going to have left 90%. You're going to have left 90%. So the claim is going to get 2% of 90 later on. And then you're only going to get
It's only going to get 10% of the 10, and you're going to get 2% of 9, which is going to come out less than 9.2 times 9, it's going to be a little less. But in the end, says, the needs of the head says there's no problem. But it's not an issue of Gerber and Ashoka. It's just like the Mishnah said on the Mishnah, but just like the Mishnah says, for Lauren, that the Gerber and Ashoka, he also did the dinner, the Gerber and Ashoka. If you degrade the state of Hashoka from achieving the Quranim, you have to make up. But the Mishnah tells me, fine, you have to make up, but it's still not my whole offense. Even though you didn't give it yet, you didn't supposed to be Makish, but if you didn't give it yet, you can't say that you ate my whole offense. The deal of Tzad Lod, we should be to make out a check for the bottle of wine that's in, but the Tzad said, no, it's not enough to make out a check. You have to be Makish, we treated it as if it's a high pressure swimmer. But it also should be treated as if it's a requirement, you shouldn't get more shaved, you only have to be Makish to give away that amount that you're cheating the Tzad. So that's the finish of the mission, because even though there is a stickle leaf here, at least let me trade, but it's not in the constant trade. So that's why the DM is looking at those things.
It's going to count
there. Not just enough to give him money.